AP News for Friday, April 22nd. I'm Tim McGuire. A spokesman for House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Thursday's report in the New York Times wasn't true. He claims McCarthy was not planning to call then-President Donald Trump days after the January 6th riot to advise him to resign.
I think this will pass, and it would be my recommendation we should resign.
The AP's Kevin Frecking reports it's not clear if McCarthy ever did bring up resignation with Trump.
Leader McCarthy, shortly after January 6th, visited with the president in Mar-a-Lago. And since then, it's been very clear that he has tried to remain in the president's good graces. And he believes that the president is a critical player in the success of the Republican Party.
The Times released another recording from a day later, January 11, 2021, of a Republican conference call. In that audio, McCarthy told the caucus he had asked Trump if he felt responsible for the insurrection, and the then-president acknowledged some responsibility. Ukrainian officials say 100,000 Russian troops are in the Donbas industrial region of eastern Ukraine. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
More troops have gone in. What we do know is that they are conducting offensive operations in the Donbas.
Mariupol city officials release another satellite photo they say shows another mass grave, this one large enough to hold 1,000 bodies in a village east of the city. Washington, D.C. police want to talk with a 23-year-old man from Virginia after four people, including a 12-year-old girl, were wounded in a shooting in a neighborhood that includes a number of schools and colleges. Mayor Muriel Bowser tells WJLA.
We have experienced this too much in our country. The epidemic of gun violence, the easy access to weapons has got to stop. People should not be scared taking their children to school.
This is AP News. An assistant high school football coach who prayed on the field after games heads to the U.S. Supreme Court.
At Bremerton Washington High School, Joe Kennedy would take a knee in prayer after a game, surrounded by uniformed players.
But as soon as the school district said, stop praying with the kids, that was it. No problem.
Representing the school district, Rachel Laser with Americans United for the Separation of Church and State said having Kennedy pray with students risked being seen as government endorsement of religion.
It would license so many teachers and coaches across the country to pressure students to join them in their prayer and violate their religious freedom.
Kennedy repeatedly prayed on the field after he was cautioned. His contract was not renewed.
The right resolution is to just be reinstated as a coach and let me be able to give thanks after a football game.
At least one player reported praying contrary to his own beliefs for fear of losing playing time. Ed Donahue, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.